Roll call, please.
Todd?
Here.
Frank?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Any approval of minutes from the February 5th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
The only question is, what about Chad's name being down twice?
Oh, yeah. If he's listed on the roll call and as being present, should he only be on that one?
Oh.
I was here, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
Should we re-motion?
No, well, probably.
Yeah, motion to accept the minutes as amended.
Motion to accept the minutes as amended.
Second.
Todd?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Do you want to just go there and read them?
Yep, so what you have in front of you incorporates all of the notes and suggestions we've made at the last meeting. So first is on page, it starts on page six with the, well, this was a work in progress. It looks like I started highlighting the ones that were like changed from the last meeting, but I know I didn't finish that way. But that might just be the last couple pages that I finished today. Yeah, so on page six, you see we took out notify the local newspaper and just advertise an immediate chosen by council. And it'll be kept in the office of village clerk by a date and time as set by council.
Question on four.
Okay.
The attendant. Marlene is always going to be, or the assistant finance director. You've got change in to
correct.
The clerk of council.
Well, that's the current.
Not going to.
Jenna is only going to be Marlena's backup. Marlena is, she'll be appointed as clerk of council, yes. So I think that's the only page I did that. And if you go to the second page, I did address the order for public comment. And I do have the forms and everything reflecting the way this reads now on page seven.
Can we go back?
Yep, I'm sorry, Lynn.
No, I'm.
Why don't we just, yeah, we'll just go back page by page.
On five, excusable absence. So if somebody's going to be absent, they need to contact the mayor.
Correct.
Prior to the meeting. Okay. Oh, it says,
or,
so if somebody has contacted the mayor, we don't even need to vote on it.
That's the way that reads.
They're automatically excused.
The mayor can excuse their absence.
Okay.
If he's contacted prior to the meeting.
Okay. If he's not, then we can
vote.
Vote, but if he is contacted, then it's up to him.
That's, Kevin, I mean, you can,
yes.
I mean, that's the way that reads to me.
Okay.
Correct.
Because we've traditionally not done that. It's just.
And that's not a change, right?
Right, I'm just asking.
Okay.
Clarify.
Correct.
You don't vote on it. What we've been doing is noting their absence for the record, and then nobody has objected, so.
There have been at least one, I think, where they did not excuse them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're tough, Dale.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Okay, thank you, guys.
That was very early on.
So I mistakenly asked the administrator to announce my absence when I should have contacted the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on page six? John, you want to?
But you're the only one here, if you want to have to follow along.
All right, page seven. The order of business was just as it was last time. The clarifications came under basically public comment under number two for order.
So we added approval of the agenda.
Correct, it just basically runs right in line with our agenda now. So basically, to summarize number two, anybody who wishes to address council, public comment, you're not required to take public comment just in general, unless it's an actual public hearing, then you're required to have public comment during it and take public testimony, actually. So this clarifies that it's not required, however, the chair, so it'd be the mayor who's ever conducting the meeting, may at their discretion recognize non-members of council who have signed in prior to the meeting. They have to sign in with their phone name and address, and then their comments are limited to an item on that night's agenda. And so they have to list what agenda item they want to comment on. Then after the meeting starts, I'll grab the sign-in sheet and I'll give it to the mayor or the chair, who's ever running the meeting. And then when it comes time for public comment, they'll, if they want to take it, will call the name and the topic they want to discuss, and that person can come up to the podium.
Right. So the first agenda item is called to order, in which the mayor would generally announce everyone who's present. Would it be appropriate then to announce those guests as part of the order of business, or do you just call upon them as seem necessary?
I would call upon them when we get to that number seven here, as opposed to at the beginning.
That's how this came up, was people just stand up and start talking, not signed in and not part of the order,
which is not
so
appropriate.
Then they could be, technically they're out of order.
Correct.
Bang, bang, the gavel, you're out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's why he's here with the gun. So,
I want to gather any.
You see, these rules are in that holder over there. There's extra copies so people can keep them. So, you'll see number seven. And basically, this is what it's for. I mean, it's the last two meetings, you know, and I haven't been contacted by either one of those people that I asked to contact me about questions about water. But when they get up there and they just ask random questions like that, we don't have answers because we weren't prepared to answer them. So if they want to talk about something that's not on the agenda, they have to contact me ahead of time. And that'll give me an opportunity to answer it directly to them. And if I can't, then we can put them on the agenda, but we'll at least know what they're going to be talking about.
So unless somebody had contacted the mayor prior to the meeting, they couldn't even ask about their water bills.
Contacted me prior to the meeting.
Okay.
And that's five days prior. So that way, if I can't answer their question and they have to get on the agenda, then it'll actually be an agenda item under public comment.
Okay. I wouldn't want to recommend the council that we don't at least address their question, just so that they feel heard. But
and
I guess they won't even approach the podium if they're
correct
called to order. So very good.
It says the chair shall recognize them. So how does, are you going to tell him that so and so's talked to you and wants to be? I mean,
so that's for the people who sign up. So after the meeting starts,
define chair.
Who's ever running the meeting?
It's Ashley in this meeting, or the mayor.
Mayor during council, right. Ashley's right. Chairing this.
So this is the sign-up sheet that'll be over there.
I didn't see that.
Right.
Okay.
So before the meeting starts,
they'll put their name, their address, and the agenda item they want to comment about.
Okay.
Once the meeting starts, I'll grab this, I'll give it to the chair, and then when we get the public comment, they'll call them up by name and the topic they want to discuss.
Okay, so if one of the items they want to discuss is water rates, and it's not on the agenda.
Can't be discussed that night.
That's what that means.
They need to contact me, and then if I can't answer their question, I'll put them on the agenda for the next meeting.
How do we make that clear to people?
That's number seven.
Oh.
That's okay.
I didn't get that far.
And Chip, your comment, I mean, that's going to make it much more effective for us to not look like we're trying to be evasive or not answer questions.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the information on here to answer.
Yeah, they won't be recognized in the order.
Right.
Yep. So we're not even going to address, we won't take comments from the public at this time. We will announce the visitors by name.
We'll recognize those that have signed up.
Yes.
To talk about, but not on the agenda. Any other questions on page seven?
Whether they start yielding the time back to each other.
Hopefully we don't get that complicated. All right, page eight, I don't think there were any changes from last time.
There wasn't. Oh, wait, no. Yes.
Was there?
10.
Oh, and I really misspelled passage. I don't know how spell check didn't catch that one, but a number 11 for emergency ordinance, that's supposed to be passage.
What's the question?
Where at? Oh.
Number 10, what's the question? I have the word passage on mine.
So number 11,
number
I just noticed where I tried to write passage, I confused my G's and S. So.
I got it.
Yeah. It's French. Yeah. Passages. So you're right, in number 10, there was no, like, real clear explanation of that in the rules, so I added that if it's passed on the third reading and it's not an emergency, it takes effect 30 days from the date of passing, correct?
Mm-hmm. If it's not an emergency, correct.
Correct. Just to make that clear.
Wait a minute, I'm running behind.
That's a number 10.
This time for number five, we talked about
so what we did is we had a question because it says that it has to be introduced by members of council or written recommendation from a committee. So I clarified that. I did clarify that with Kevin. He said by the fact that a member of council moves to approve, that's their introduction.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if it's presented by the administration and then nobody moves to read it or go forward with it, then it ends there.
Which number is up?
So that's up five. So there was a question on number five, because the way it's written, ordinances and resolutions shall be introduced by members of council. Ordinances and resolutions may also be presented to council upon written recommendation of a committee. So the question came up that, you know, I prepare them, Kevin reviews them. So yes. When you guys make that motion, that covers that. That's when you introduce it.
Understood. Thank you for that.
I know we talked about something. I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah, I didn't bring my previous marked up copy with me. Terrible, terrible sin.
Well, I did, but I don't have time to sit down.
I will try to do better at that, change it to color that we're doing the next round of corrections with or something. So after this, the next thing is the Sunshine Law. I started making some corrections to this, but I spent way too much time trying to figure out the intent of the person who originally put this in here as a copy and paste. It really didn't make a lot of sense. So the bottom line is, the only rule that's like a hard rule in the Sunshine Law is that your meetings have to be open to the public. You have to conduct the public business in front of public. Other than that, because we're a chartered municipality, any rule we make that's in conflict with the other rules in Sunshine Law supersede the Sunshine Law. So we can set those time limits for the notices for meetings to, you know, 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever we want. Obviously, emergency meetings, we'd have to clarify that in here because it's a little confusing the way this is written, but emergency meetings are notices as soon as possible, which if we call an emergency meeting and it's 2 hours ahead of time, that meets that requirement. As far as where we want to advertise, how many places we want to advertise and post the agendas, that's entirely up to us. So that's why I didn't try to go through and write all of this, because I'm looking for input from you guys on what you think those locations should be, the time frames for notifications. You know, we don't have to exactly follow the Sunshine Law if you guys want to do something different.
I'm good with the 24 hours. It makes it possible to have something done on Monday that we pass on Friday. Generally, we can't get anything done on a Monday if it's decided on Friday. Just personally, I'm good with 24 hours.
And remember, there's different types of notices too. For instance, the media, we'll send them notice immediately when we know when the meeting is. So they're going to be notified automatically with the list that they provided us. And then the other notices, you know, who knows what this is going to be like? Nobody knew Facebook was going to be here 10 years ago. My guess is most of the people, that's where they're going to get their notices, not from going and walking over to Village Hall and looking at the bulletin board.
Yeah, we didn't send out a shot caller in that respect.
So one of the things we talked about internally was approaching Community Market and see if they would let us put just a single bulletin board like out here that has a lock on it that would be strictly for village postings. Give us a spot on their wall down there where you walk in and out. For village news and postings, we could post that kind of stuff then here at the hall and at the Community Market. So there'd at least be two locations in town where people could see the agendas and the ordinances. That's typically all we really post.
And we haven't done that yet, or?
We've only been posting in Memorial Hall.
Oh, we haven't contacted Community.
This is all for discussion. If that's what you guys think is a good idea, I can approach them.
Is there anything that,
I don't know.
You can't always see this board if the doors are locked. So let's say at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they can't come in here, they can't see the posting. And then after 10 p.m., the Community Markets, you can't, well, you might be able to see the window. But is that something that we should make visible even after hours, like in the foyer or over here? Or is there no requirements for that sort of thing?
The requirements are whatever you decide.
Yeah.
You know, that window right there where you walk in, the one that's in the garage, needs replaced. Looks like crap, but maybe
one outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we could put basically a bulletin board in there that opens from the inside. So we can post the stuff in there. So when you close it, it's always visible from the outside. You don't have to enter the building to read it.
I do think the village website will be our go-to, always and foremost, most immediate posting. As long as we can, who monitors or who runs that? How do we access that with information?
Marlena has access. I have access. I think Chelsea has access. You have access. Chief, you got access? No? Chelsea don't let you do a lot of stuff that you do to screw it up.
I think I do have access by my touch.
Wise.
There's a lot on there that needs updating.
So we went Memorial Hall. And then garage window, I'll make myself a note. Community market.
Or just say,
A place of business or something.
I was gonna say for Memorial Hall, put west entrance.
Okay.
West and north and west.
Okay.
Entrances would be posted at both of those locations. It sounds better than garage door window.
Right, I just made myself a note that I need to look into that.
I think I would put just a business in rather than a specific.
Local business?
Yeah.
Yeah, that always changes.
And then webpage and social media. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We don't have that. What's it called? Project Red or something?
Civic Ready.
I'm sorry?
Civic Ready?
Well, the one where we can send out texts to
Civic Ready.
Civic Ready?
That's what we have, yeah.
I don't know if you want to think about that, too. How difficult is it? Is that you guys?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could just be the alert, could just be the agenda for Monday night's council meeting has been posted.
Yeah.
That's called Civic
Ready.
Ready.
Yeah, we can utilize that for sure.
Actually, I think just because it's a specific name of a tool, maybe we don't put that in there, but we can always go above and beyond mm-hmm. what's in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Village okay. alerts or something.
Yeah. Okay, and we're all good with just 24 hours notice on any special meeting, regular meetings. My intention was to, when you pass your regular meeting schedule for the year, that's posted here. We could also post it at the of these other places. That takes care of basically all of those notices. And then emergency meetings would be as soon as possible. There's a lot of places.
C and F the same?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
That's and I got to clean that up. I let me just clean it all up instead of going through this, because a lot of that all is going to change and get simplified, because there's a lot of those numbers are referencing the media and this and that. Basically, H is probably the one thing that's going to mention media. They have to notify us in writing that they want to be notified of, you know, any of our meetings. And then Marlena keeps that email list, so then any of our meetings, when the agendas go out 24 hours in advance for special meetings and that, it goes out to that entire list that they've notified us in writing they want to be a part of. And then members of the public can do that also. Mm-hmm. If they notify us in writing that they want to receive those notices by email. All right, so I'll clean that all up. So we'll obviously have to have one more Rules and Ordinance Committee before we can make a recommendation, at least to get the Sunshine Laws or that section clarified. Next would be page 12, where we start getting into what we talked about for each committee. One thing I want to throw out there for discussion, I'd asked Marlena to remind me that I had to schedule a rules and ordinance and a personnel committee meeting. I just assumed we had one. We don't. When I first started talking about the finance director, assistant finance director, all that, I figured I'd go to a personnel committee and we'd talk about those positions, and that's what we would do. We don't have a personnel committee, and personnel is not listed under any of the committee responsibilities. The only thing that even comes close is finance, but that just recommends wage structures. So that would be if we're updating the compensation plan. So the question is, do you want to put personnel under one of the existing committees, or do you want to create a separate committee for personnel?
Generally, if we have to address anything with personnel, it's done in executive session first to all of council. So I think that would negate a committee, a special committee, and then anything else, any outside of that would be wages per finance. I don't know.
I mean, most municipalities have a personnel committee, don't they, Kevin?
They have a committee that does, that deals with it usually, but may not be called personnel. But as Chad said, a lot of that we do here in executive session.
Right.
I wonder if we just, I mean, I've never seen a development and government relations committee meeting. Have we ever had one? Maybe we put and personnel there.
We did back in the day when we were doing like the finalization stuff, but that's been a long time.
Yeah, I've never seen one. So maybe we just add personnel to that, government development, government relations, and personnel.
Okay. What's opinions on that?
Because if we had a seventh committee, right now six committees is great because everybody, right. Yeah, if you had a seven, then yes. Yeah.
I can't think of another committee that would absorb it.
No.
Other than finance, but there's enough going on there.
Well, I'm just sitting here, I'm looking at finance. I've never done anything in all the time I've been on finance committee about monitoring payroll or payroll expenses. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it says you have to do it, but it is giving you authority to monitor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are just the powers.
Yeah. Are you still chair of finance?
I am.
Okay.
This year.
We added attends all budget meetings so that way we can be sure that the finance committee gets an invitation whenever we have one of those.
Well, yeah, the very first thing is works with their administrator or designee in preparing and monitoring budgets. So
yep.
That kind of falls under that.
But I know that's what we ran into this year, that, you know, there was no invitation to the finance committee, so I wanted to make sure that that's clear in there.
Because I don't even know how I would go about monitoring payroll and payroll expenses or monitoring the accounts payable. It's other than looking at the invoices.
That, in my estimation, would be monitoring. Yeah. But like Chad said, these
but
are
everybody
not
knows that. That's
right.
You know, mm-hmm. We all look at them.
Yeah. These aren't duties.
I mean, I think that what we could probably start doing when I get the monthly utility reports and the cash positions, on top of giving me a copy, Lynn gets a copy.
I always
or
think.
Chair.
I'm supposed to give her a copy.
Okay, so that would be monitoring that stuff. So do we want to add personnel under development and government relations, or do we want to just leave it as an executive committee for all of council?
I think it needs to be added somewhere because, like you said, they would work on the compensation plan and making sure that that's up to date.
That would be finance.
And
could add it under finance.
So I guess steer me in a scenario where personnel would need a subcommittee to consult with.
Chief Austin decides he would like to increase his department and then also add command staff or something like that. So he has a plan and org chart that he wants to present to you guys, and that would have to be, right now, there's no committee.
I think it needs to be under finance committee.
This last situation with finance director and assistant finance director.
But I was thinking the same thing.
Creating a new position, when we created the position for Matt, that could have went before.
I think it should be finance committee, because you've got to work with the budgets, you got to make sure it's in the.
Yeah, you'll be consulting back and forth between development and then finance.
Yeah.
You're right.
The pay just went up.
Yeah.
So add that to finance.
So.
Yeah.
It would be changes in the. Trying to think how you want to say it. Because obviously you don't want to just say personnel, because not everything dealing with personnel would go there. It would be, you know, for increasing, creating new positions. So changing the organizational structure.
Why don't you start with that, and then we'll talk and see if we can noodle on something better.
Okay.
Yeah, because like that committee's not going to be responsible for writing job.
Right.
Descriptions or anything like that. They're just responsible making sure it's done. And that if a new job description is added, it's added in the right place on that wage.
I think the job description would be the department head.
Yeah.
You could maybe alter number six. So it says recommend wage structure. You could say recommends wage, comma, positions, comma, administrative structure, something like that.
Yeah.
Rather than on the first one, administrator or their designee, don't you work with the finance director? I mean, I know you work with the budget or with the supervisors too.
Correct.
But so the finance director is the one that actually puts it all together.
Correct, which is why I said or their designee, because I can tell you that I am not going to have time to be able to sit down and go through all of that. So that it'd be the finance director or the assistant finance director that you're going to be working with on that as they're getting all that stuff together. I'm waiting on a call back from Jeremy. I don't think he's going to have a problem at all, because I'm sure he gives a report to York Township. So the only thing is I want to make sure he's going to be good with inviting the chair of the Safety, Public, Fire, and Emergency Planning Committee to their fire meetings when they have them. But I don't think he's going to have a problem with that at all.
So we're leaving fire in?
I think so.
Yeah. And yeah, we leave it in. If they don't invite me, then they don't invite me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they do provide the fire service to our village.
Right.
So we should have some kind of report, some kind of, you know, these are the runs, there should be something.
Yeah.
I think it's just important to show like a cohesive effort between the village's safety and the fire.
Right.
So police.
For property, we had it in there that the chair would be on the park board. We changed that last time to one member shall be recommended by the mayor and appointed by council to serve on the park board and then stay informed on recreational council actions.
Good luck with that.
Board of Development and Government Relations, we changed it to consulting with the administrator on public relations to keep citizens informed. And basically, I think it'd be extremely bad policy to have a member of council be like the person in charge of public relations and media, because they're not here 40 hours a week knowing everything that's going on. And some of these latest situations, I think, highlight that. So I think wording it that way, just so they're informed, they can give input, things like that, but they don't actually do the public relations.
Yep. I will put that on the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Rules and ordinance was just, we took out, just based on the other changes we did for selecting or appointing somebody to a vacancy on council, we took that out of rules and ordinances. Again, the whole point of what we did with those changes was to streamline the process, and trying to schedule a committee meeting to make those recommendations would just add another delay. Talk to Kevin, we do not have to have committee of the whole, so I just eliminated it.
You can always call him if you'd like, but.
We have a committee of the whole meeting every time we have a meeting.
Every time you have a council meeting, yep.
I mean, basically, except that we can make decisions.
That's.
In the council meeting where you can't.
In a committee, correct.
In a committee meeting, so.
And the only other difference is in a committee of the whole, the mayor doesn't preside, it's.
Right.
The vice mayor, so, right.
It basically just eliminates the time. Is it just like an agendaless meeting?
The committee of the whole?
Yeah.
No, you know what would have been probably appropriate for a committee of the whole would be that marijuana issue. It's where they usually just have one big issue where, you know, everybody comes in and you're just talking about that issue. But again, you can't do any legislation. Committee of the Wholes are usually used for municipalities that don't have subcommittees.
Yeah.
That's like if we didn't have finance, or the Committee of the Whole would just meet to go through all those things.
Yeah.
So to have both of them is sort of an overkill.
And then it would just lengthen the agenda of a regular meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So if we wanted to, we could still have one for a special meeting.
Correct.
Yeah, but I mean, what do they call it? A learning session or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, so basically it's actually a meeting that you scheduled that you can't take action at.
You don't do
legislation. Doing and learning, yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So it would be the same thing. And then the last change, just to clarify, was with the law director, because that question came up. It used to say it's responsible for writing of ordinances, so we just added writing and or reviewing to just make it clear as to how we do it. So if there's no questions, then I just got to work on the sunshine stuff, and we should be able to have that done in a couple weeks.
Can you sign in, sir? Can you sign in?
I know.
You still have a meeting?
We got 20 more minutes.
I found you a new best friend.
Oh, that's exactly what I need.
I want to need you to make friends with this guy.
We left review and discuss park board on there. Was there anything? I mean, I don't think we had anything that I was supposed to take action or do from the last meeting.
I didn't remember either.
I don't have the rules of park board with me either. I don't think. Did we mark anything on it?
I do.
No.
That's what I thought.
Aside,
we just discussed
aside
it.
From the appointment of a new member from the from the properties committee. They don't have anything.
So we're leaving it as is then?
Like, again, I don't have it to look at it, so.
Was there discussion about conflicting rules between?
There was between the ordinance from 2008 and the resolution that recreated it in 23.
So with that resolution?
One was an ordinance and one was a resolution.
Would that resolution eliminate that prior ordinance when it recreated it?
I have to look, I'd have to look at it though.
On the copies that I have, there are no numbers, like there's no resolution number, there's no ordinance number.
If I grab them off the shared drive, which is the easiest way for me to find them and print them, for some reason, none of them have the type, the numbers on them.
Ordinance is 0853.
0853.
Resolution is 2302. We also discussed, like, adding members for representatives from all of the recs boards.
Correct.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
So, right, we did discuss that. So football would get an appointment, soccer would get an appointment, and then baseball, softball would get an appointment, and then.
Provided that they are interested in contributing, I can't handle it for them.
Right.
And then council would get the two seats then. So why don't we look at that last resolution, the prior ordinance, and then see what we would have to do to change the makeup of that board in that fashion.
Okay. Can you give me those again? Sorry.
There's ordinance 0853 and resolution 2302.
We'll take a look at them.
Do you want to have us schedule another meeting or is it
I think I'd have the sunshine section, the notifications and stuff. I don't think I'm gonna even call it sunshine because it's not just the meeting notifications.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem I'll be able to have that done in 2 weeks if you want to schedule it before the next council meeting again.
At 4:30 then?
Do 5.
Do we want to do 5 or 4:30 if we're doing part 4, so to just do the rules at that meeting?
I'm not sure, depending on what, I'm not familiar at all. I mean, I know about the park board and everything, so I don't know how long. Why don't we do it at 5 if that's okay? And then we can always, if I can have it done before then, yep.
Remind me when we were going to have a park board meeting, but we moved it.
Was it next Tuesday?
I can't remember, but I'll open my email.
That's what
so
I
think.
Tuesday,
I mean,
the 12th.
They do it at 5. It's going to be like
it's not
25
they
after. They can always go
to adjourn the meeting until after
right.
that council meeting.
Reconvene after
the
council
break.
Yep.
So the 19th? No, this is, yeah.
Is that what it was? the following.
So it's, I just clarify with Kevin, we could have it at 5:00. If it looks like it's going to go longer, it gets to be like 5:25. We could always vote to adjourn the committee meeting and reconvene upon the conclusion of the council meeting.
I think I'm going to have a problem getting here at 4:30.
That's what we're saying, 5:00.
Yeah, it's 5:00.
Is 5:00 good?
Yeah.
Okay, so our next rules of this committee meeting will be Monday, March 18th at 5:00. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We have to vote on it?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.